This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, August 21st. God's word to you today is purpose and produce. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17, and it says, "For our present troubles are small and won't last very long, yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever." The next fact you need to know about suffering is, in the end, we win. No matter how tough the battle is, in the end, we win. Check the scriptures. That is what the Bible tells us from Genesis to Revelations. With Daniel versus Babylon, in the end, we win. In the case of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego versus Nebuchadnezzar, in the end, we win. With the entire nation of Israel versus Pharaoh, in the end, we win. In the case of Jesus versus Satan and his demons, in the end, we win. You need to know it and settle it in your heart that in the end, we win. It will shape your perspective, and the right perspective is the key to life. If you know that the match you're playing is programmed in such a way that in the end you win, you will play the match, but when you are down, you would not worry so much. And it is because you know that in the end we win. It is like having the battle rigged in your favor already. In the end we win. When you know that the Most High God has rigged something or works something in your favor, in the end we win. You're not afraid to fight because in the end we win. If in the end we win and things have already been set up for our favor, then what is the purpose of pain and suffering? Why go through all the heartache, all the ups and downs, all the turns and twists? Why is the world set up that way? The answer is, the purpose of pain is promotion. The purpose of your pain is your promotion. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 17 says, "For our present troubles are small and won't last very long, yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever." The purpose of pain is promotion. At the end of that pain, you will be promoted. It is really sad to see people go through painful experiences and not get promoted. They go through the pain, but they do not learn the lesson. So they get a carryover, a do-over. They get to carry over the pain and go through the process again. Then, if they still do not learn the lesson, heaven has to arrange another class for them. I pray that you will learn your lesson once, in Jesus' name. Amen. One thing I have made my mind up on, as much as God helps me, I like to learn my lesson once, just once. Particularly the lesson I must learn by myself, just once, is okay. I learn and I move on and I get the promotion. I encourage you to make this your resolve also. I pray that God will help us learn our lessons once. Amen. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, help me quickly learn the lessons you are teaching me through my painful experiences. And when it is over, promote me, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.